Oh, go ahead.
Time check.
407 on the ticket.
He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man. He's obvious man. He'll ask stupid questions and piss you off. He's obvious man. 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 He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man.
It's a terrible song.
All right, here is obvious man. He's going to ask stupid questions and piss you off.
Do it.
That's what you do, right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I ask questions that are simpleton questions, like, do you like winning the Super Bowl? Things like that.
Right.
Incredibly, the answers are painfully obvious. My subject line is a man that I'm not familiar with, Mike. His name is Silver Siliga. Do you remember seeing a squatty, Tongan-looking fellow walking around down there?
I think so.
Looked like a guy that may have played football at Hawaii or Utah or...
Yeah, maybe those, Oregon.
Yeah, one of those Tongan-y schools. He looked like that.
Yeah, yeah, I do remember that guy now that you show me his picture. Silver Siliga, huh?
Silver Siliga, yes.
Silver. Not silver.
Right.
Silver.
he didn't have a lot of patience for me, Mike. I'm not going to lie to you. Here we go. Here is obvious man.
All right. So, name, number, college.
Silver Siliga, 96, Utah.
Utah. From Utah?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you guys with the attitude that everyone's really excited about this game?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Is it important from your standpoint to win, or is being here enough?
It's always important to win. You know, I really don't even care about everything else before the Super Bowl. I'm only focused on Sunday.
Okay, well, do you, any of your teammates, do you see them smoking at all during the game, or do they wait?
What?
Smoke cigarettes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do your coaches stress preparation?
Yeah.
All right. 10 turnovers or 10 touchdowns? You make the call.
I just want to win the game.
Okay. Is anyone in your family proud of you for being in this game?
Yeah, my whole family.
All of them?
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys get to watch Katy Perry at half?
No, we'll be focusing on the game. You know, at halftime we'll be making adjustments.
Okay, that's too bad. if you guys are up 30-0, do you think they'll come out for the second half?
You know, we got to score a touchdown before we can do that.
That's a good point. How many teenagers are on your team?
God.
How many teenagers are on this team?
It's a professional sport.
Well, all right. Thank you.
And he walked away.
I hated your guts. God, I don't know what's better, his answers or your reactions to his answers. Oh, okay. Like you're kind of sad.
No. Oh, you don't get to watch Katy Perry? That's too bad.
I like Katy Perry.
He walked away.
There were no follow-ups or anything. Oh, that was brilliant.
Oh, that's uncomfortable. That's my favorite one all week. It's so awkward.
I hate it. I hate doing that.
All right. Well, bye.
Good stuff, Corby.
Did he really walk away?
Yes, he walked away. He didn't like the teenager question.
And I guarantee you the first thing he did was go over to whoever his friends are on the team and tell them what happened.
Man, that guy asked me if we smoke cigarettes on the field.
Are we going to watch Katy Perry at half?
Between the bad analogy guy and how stupid that was and violently cussing at someone and then dropping in vag and uterus and, you know, 1,000 times.
Yeah.
That guy walked away. That guy did.
Because you're stupid.
Yeah. None of the others did, but that guy did. Because I asked him if...
Silver Siliga.
Yeah. Keep your eye out for...